You're listening to a message brought to you by Christian Life Church Hereford. If you would like to find out more about us, go to www.clch.cc.
At church here, we're doing a season on prayer. We're looking into prayer, and I think this is the second one. Is that right, Andrew? Second one about prayer. And so I want you to imagine when you... Just close your eyes in a minute and just imagine those people who you've been praying for in your life. Just close your eyes a minute. Those people who don't know Jesus yet, those people are struggling. And I want you to pray for them. Those loved ones, those neighbours, colleagues. Whatever we long for those people, we have to know that God longs for those people too. And He's interceding for them. Don't stop praying. Never give up, okay? I want to share with you just a story about my daughter Rebecca when she was born. There she was, little sprog. I was holding her in my arms like this, and she had her eyes open, which I thought was, babies didn't do that, but it's my first daughter, so there you go. And she was looking at me, and I was looking at her, and I was holding her in her arms. And you know, I had this assurance from God that she was going to come to know Him. And it was just such an amazing time. I think Deb was crashed out on some drug or other, but I was there just praying for my little daughter, Rebecca. And that was 41 years ago, okay? And I keep praying. She hasn't made a commitment to Christ yet. But keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. Don't give up. When we pray, things change, people's lives change. And I think that when we look at, you know, Aidan and Sean, we know, okay, that there's people been praying for them in their lives. And it's changed them. And they've come to a place today where they're going to get baptised. And we've promised not to hold them under for too long, haven't we, Aidan, Sean? So... So prayer is really powerful and effective, isn't it? It starts to change people's hearts and lives and the way that they think. So can I just encourage you, never give up on those. 41 years later, I'm going to keep praying and keep praying and keep praying. And I guess you will for those you love. But today we're looking at baptism and, as I say, an answer to prayer, Sean and Aidan's life being changed. And baptism, what is it all about? Why do we baptise people, do you think? Well, I want to take two reasons, okay, to kick off with. One is that Jesus was baptised. Do you remember? So he was baptised by John the Baptist, laid in the water, came up again. And there was a voice that came from heaven, and a dove flew down to Jesus, the Holy, represented the Holy Spirit. And there's a voice from heaven that says, "This is my son with whom I am pleased." And so there's a God's pleasure. I think when we're baptized, there's a God's pleasure there. And that's Matthew 3:16 onwards. And then there's a command that Jesus actually said, baptize those people. I'll read that for you. Also in Matthew 28. So, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them everything I've commanded you. And surely I'm with you to the end of the age. So why do we baptize? That's why. Because it's being baptized into Christ's death, but it's also being baptized into a family, isn't it? You're baptized into a family of believers. That's where you belong. And who can be baptized? I guess is another question you could ask. Well, you know, baptism, well, who's it open to? And I'm going to quote Peter here from Acts 2. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. And so we pray for those that we love. We want them to come to this place where they can be part of God's family and to have that relationship with God themselves. There's a lot of confusion about Baptists. I know there's some people here from the Anglican Church who would do things called christening. Has anyone heard of christening? Okay, so what does that mean? Why do you christen somebody? Well, you christen somebody, it's sprinkling, and it's done on the parents' faith. So the parents will say, we believe in Christ, and therefore we want our child baptised. So the child will get christened or sprinkled, usually, just with water, to show that they're cleansed, and then the parents will make some promises to say that we're going to bring this child up in the faith of Christ. And the child, when they get older, there's a thing called confirmation in some churches whereby they were christened as a little baby, and then what happens is they get a confirmation service, which means they confirm that faith that their parents expressed is now theirs. They believe for themselves that Christ is their Lord and Saviour. And then I want to look at the baptism we've got today, which is a believer's baptism. So this is a place where Sean and Aidan are going to say that they want to follow Christ themselves. And they're going to tell you a little bit about their journey of faith in a bit. So where does the word baptism come from, do you think? Anyone know? James does, he's looking at me. Oh, he doesn't, okay. So it's a Greek word, which is baptizo, okay? And it comes from, it's like when the ship was sunk, it was right under the water, it's totally immersed in water. Yeah, so it was not visible anymore on the surface. And so when Aidan and Sean are baptised, we're going to submerge them so that they can't be seen on the surface. Not for too long, honestly, Sean. Don't hold it against me if it's a bit long. But anyway, so we hold them underneath. So that's a picture of that old life being over. It's dead. It's gone. So the old Sean and the old Aidan are gone. They're dead. The life that they lived in when they were in control of their lives, to live for themselves, if that makes sense. And then when they're raised up out of the water, that is a sign that they're raised to new life. They're a new person in Christ. So spiritually, they're born again. It's a symbol of that. And so when they stand up, you can think, right, into a new life, new person. Old one's gone, new one's come. A new relationship with God and in the power of the Holy Spirit. So what happens then when someone's been baptized and they give their heart to Christ? Things change in their lives, and I want to pick up on one of them, which is character. In Ephesians 4, it says, Paul is saying, as a prisoner of the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you've received. Be completely humble and gentle and patient, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were all called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. So when we come to Christ and we are baptized and we give our lives to Christ, now baptism is just a symbol of what changes inside. Yeah, so nothing magical happens. And I know that some people think that, oh, we must get the baby done as a sort of insurance policy for getting them to heaven. And you're not saved by baptism. You're not saved by that. You're saved by faith in Christ alone. And so your character changes. Some of the attributes of that character are written there. And I can see that Sean's life has changed. Aidan's life will have changed when he gives his heart more and more to Christ. So there's character change, but also there's service. We need each other in the body, in the house of faith. Excuse me. We all have different gifts. Like, some people are musicians, aren't they? Some people can actually do stuff to do with the multimedia, like Martin over there. Thank you very much. And some of us are really good at making teas, coffees, doing children's work, all that. But those gifts that we get from God to use for other people in the church and for those outside the church as well, so we can enable them to grow in their faith. And it's really exciting, isn't it, to see somebody come to faith. I don't know how many people you've been involved in them coming to know Christ for themselves, but it's so exciting. And the old life's been left behind and a new life has come. And I just want to encourage you to pray for more. God says the harvest is plentiful and the workers are few. Pray to the Lord of the harvest that he sends workers into the harvest field. And please do pray. I think God's doing a new thing in our nation. I think it seems like the more and more people are coming to know him. Pray continuously that more and more people will know who he is and come to this decision to be baptized and baptized into Christ and also into the family, the church. So keep praying. And I don't know about you, but I'd long to see this hall that we have to meet upstairs because we just filled this place up. And each one of you has got a gift to give. And I wondered, if you've been baptized yourself, I wonder how that's going, how you're living in your baptism, as it were. Yeah? That you are humble and gentle, completely patient. Where are we? Bearing with one another in love. And are we in the unity of the Spirit, that unity that God brings? And so I promised that I'd make this really short. So I just want to pray now, and then we're going to have a song, and then we'll have the baptisms outside. So let's just be quiet a moment and just bring to mind those people again that were in our thoughts. Those people who are lost. So, Lord Jesus, we bring those people we love and we long to see you. Those, Lord Jesus, we know that are suffering, those, Lord God, who are struggling through life, or those who just don't know that you exist. We pray for them now, that you draw them to yourself by your Spirit. Help us, Lord, not to forget those people and to keep us praying. And never give up. In Jesus' name, amen.